Hello, it's the baby girl, and for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed, your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics, and I also dissect popular and controversial topics, so get your teacups ready, cause tea is hot. Please repeat after me, tea is hot, and it is ready to be served. Point blank, period. Hi guys, I'm really so excited to be recording this episode today. Today is Tuesday. An episode comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, but my superwoman powers is going to appear. You're going to see that episode tomorrow by God's grace. And the topics I have lined up for you guys, they're really good topics. And there was one that wasn't even part of the topics at all. But after I saw like the conversation about it on Twitter, I'm like, yeah, I need to speak about it because I actually have my own opinions about it. Guys, soft life is not prostitution. Let me repeat again. Soft life is not prostitution. Wherever is telling you soft life is prostitution, that person doesn't know anything at all. That person needs to do their research and know that soft life isn't prostitution. I don't know where they're getting all that idea from, that soft life is prostitution, because it isn't. Soft life just basically means having a good life without stress, without worrying, enjoying yourself. That's basically what soft life is. Both male and female, they always say soft life, soft life. It's not only the female, it's not only women that are saying soft life, soft life, soft life. Because there was this TikTok that was brought to Twitter, and basically in the TikTok, the person is saying that we're just saying soft life, but what we mean by soft life is prostitution. Like, we're just trying to like use prostitution as soft life. You know, when you're just trying to make something like something look good, they now start using a particular word for it. That's basically what the person was trying to say. We're just trying to like rebrand prostitution by calling it soft life, but it's basically prostitution we're doing, basically just having sex for money and all of that. And we say, oh, we're living the soft life. And I'm like, nah, who has been saying that? Because this is the first time I'm hearing that nonsense ideology, to be honest. And it doesn't make sense, because that's not what soft life is. That isn't what soft life is. And the person who brought it to the on Twitter agreed with it. And people are telling the babe that now you're wrong, this is not what it is. Everyone explaining to the person, educating the person on what soft life actually means. But the person doesn't care at all. And I'm like, ah, hey, hey, welcome from you. Person's not even, doesn't even care at all. Person doesn't want to delete it. And someone else in the comments is saying that people that, what they call the name, that they'll go to a particular restaurant and they'll be waiting for someone to like sponsor what they're buying and all of that. Like, oh, you're in a restaurant and obviously you don't plan on paying for what you want to buy, so you're looking for a way for someone to buy it for you. So, you know, you have your own tactics, your methods planned out, ready. You're ready for work. You're ready to get that person to pay for what you ordered. And basically, those people too are claiming soft life and all of that. And I'm like, nah. Like, people just, like, they're just choosing to, like, stay in their own meaning. They're just choosing to, like, oh, like, giddy go, giddy go. You get what I'm saying? Like, what I have already believed is the truth, and whatever you're trying to tell me, I'm not listening to it at all. Like, they're just trying to stay in their own, like, delusion, I would say. I don't know if delusion is a word, but you get what I'm saying. But basically, soft life isn't prostitution. It isn't at all. Like, me saying I'm living the soft life doesn't mean, oh, I want a man to buy me something. I can live the soft life without a man buying something for me. I can live the soft life by myself. That's the thing. Soft life is just living the good life, stress-free life, enjoying yourself. People are literally trying to tell the person. The person's like, nah, no, nah, I'm not listening to you people. And I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm like, ah. You know, some people, I'm like, it's not prostitution at all. Like, they need to do their research. They need to do, like, their real real research, to be honest. And the thing is that it's Nigerians that came up with the soft life term. That's the thing. We're not like came up with the soft life term, but like a lot of other people from other countries have tried to just like take it and use it to their own perspective. They just want to turn it around to make it look like what they want it to look like. And like we need to start gatekeeping, to be honest. I feel like Nigerians are people that when people are gatekeeping some stuff, they'll be like, why are you gatekeeping? Blah, blah, blah. But right now, we need to start gatekeeping because all these other people just taking the words we make, the words we form, and turning it to something else. And like, this isn't what it is. Because these people can gatekeep that stuff. Like, if other people are, like, from maybe other countries are doing, like, using the words and all of that, obviously, they'll be like, nah, it's not good. Why are you doing that? And now we Nigerians, we need to gatekeep, to be honest. There's nothing wrong in gatekeeping, but we literally need to gatekeep it. Like, just don't take the word around and be turning it to whatever you feel it is. You know, I'm still just even, like, shocked. A soft life prostitution. Like, we're just, like, having sex for money, so we're living the soft life. Like, how does that even make sense to that person? Like, I need to know. How does it make sense to the person that soft life is prostitution? Make it make sense, because it isn't. Ah, God have mercy. Like, literally, I'm going to search for that, what they call the name. I'm going to search for the tweet, and I'm going to, what they call the name, let you guys know what the comments were, some of the comments were, and all of that. And basically what the person was even saying to, like, we need to analyze some things. So we literally need to analyze some things together, guys. Break in transmission. Before I continue, I checked his Twitter, like I said I was going to check, and I'm seeing Dua Lipa and Jack Harlow are dating, and I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? Dua and Jack Harlow, from where to where? Like, girl, wake up. Basically, I'm like, oh my goodness, I was literally shocked. Because I even saw it, like, Popbiz, like spoke about it and all of that. And then, like, Page Six reported, they said, like, having, like, conversations when they met last month. Like, they officially met last month. And I'm like, last month, and boom, relationship. Make it make sense, but I'll be watching out. Like, it's when Jack Harlow, like, oh my goodness. If you guys didn't know, you know that, like, he did a song, like, he had this song called Dua Lipa on his album. I can't remember the title of the album, but it's practically flopped. But anyway, Dua and Jack Harlow dating, I'm like, it's just quite surprising, because it was like, okay, after last month when they met at something, and boom, they're dating. I'm like, so fast. But anyway, their business, not mine. So let's go back to the soft life thing. And in the original post of the TikTok, person put, soft life is just co-opted sex worker tactics and lifestyle and escort rebrand. Baby girl, it's not. Only cherry, baby girl, it's not. That's not it. We're not rebranding anything. That isn't it. Go and do your research, baby girl. Go and do your research. Educate yourself on what soft life is really about. It's not any sex worker tactics. If anyone wants to be a sex worker, let them be. But that isn't soft life. If anyone wants to have sex with a man for money, let them do it, so be it. But that isn't soft life. That isn't what soft life is all about. It's not us being an escort. That isn't soft life. Is that isn't what soft life is all about. You know, I mentioned that someone in the comments said, you're in a restaurant, you're waiting for your man to pay for your food and all of that. It's actually not someone in the comments that said that. It's the babe in the TikTok that actually said it. I'm like, y'all are so dumb for real. Yeah, y'all are really so dumb for real. Then the person that brought the TikTok to Twitter is saying, but see, what was the person's, like, person was saying something about how the babe didn't lie or something. God, I can't even find the tweet. Hold on, guys. The person was just saying nonsense, actually. The person said, my girl spilled. Baby girl, the boric acid avenger. Your girl didn't spill at all. Please, your girl didn't spill at all. And that boric acid defender is saying, there's really a conversation to be had about the rise of sugaring. Lots of the girls are trying to normalize tricking, and I feel you on that. But it's still sex work, and it isn't the key to women's liberation in the grand scheme. Like, no one... to be honest, liberation, sexual liberation, is your body your choice? You can have sex with whoever you want to have sex with. Just stay protected so you don't get any disease and all of that. But right now, I don't get it. Some people will just be saying nonsense and putting things that don't even fit the equation. But like I said, it's a conversation to be had. Yeah, it's a conversation to be had on how to educate you, on how for you to know that soft life isn't sex working at all. And the person is saying also, sorry to the Niger girls about us rebranding soft life, but really don't give, but really don't care. At this point, get over it. We should get over it. How are we going to like get over it when you are saying what is not meant to be said? Like, you are trying to say what that thing isn't. Like, how is, I don't get it. You don't care. Person is saying reading is truly fundamental. I post the video and all of a sudden a swarm of soft life evangelists come down to admonish. First of all, soft life evangelists. People are trying to tell you, let you know that your definition of soft life is wrong. And people who came up with the term, this isn't what they meant by it. I meant to be like, okay, all of that. But no, the person has really like, has already stood it at ground that, oh, it's sex working, I'm looking at it that way. And that's what it's going to be like. Like, or day. Like a big or day, to be honest. Said a swarm of soft life evangelists. Come down to admonish the American use of the term. Which one is American use of the term? Like, it shouldn't be an American use of the term. If, like, now a word has already has its meaning, you follow its meaning. Don't try to change it to mean another thing. Like, Nigerians came up with the term soft life, and they already have their own definition of what soft life is all about. And anyone in any other country should follow the definition. Don't try to make it what it isn't. Because they're trying to make it what it isn't. For what? We've already, like, said this is what soft life is all about, the Nigerian term, what it's all about. And you stick to our definition, not try to Americanize it. Like, we don't need you to Americanize it, actually. America is of the term, like, that's the main point of the video. Stop being stupid. You're the one that is being stupid, that's the thing. You're the one that is being stupid, but you fail to see it. Like, you're the stupid one, not us. Because we Nigerians are the one who came up with the term. And you're trying to say that Americanize, trying to admonish American use. Are we not? Yes, we're going to admonish the American use because why are you trying to Americanize it? Because why are you trying to change the meaning? Like, why are they trying to change the meaning of soft life? Like, God, that's a stupid one claiming we're stupid. They're the one that is stupid. We are OP. That's basically it. She now continued, like, unclenched. Everything isn't a damn attack or affront. Like, it's obvious the term is not being used in its original form. That's kind of the point of the video, talking about what it's become. That's not what it has become. That's not what it has become. That's not what it has become. Basically, what I understood from the video is that the person is saying that by using soft life as a way to cover up the sex working kidney we are doing. And the person is not trying to say that people are... Oh, God. All I can say is the baby is stupid. That's basically all I can say, that the baby is stupid. That's kind of the point of the video, talking about what it's become. So why be bitchy in my mentions over something that has been acknowledged as nauseum? Baby girl, Jesus. If I just keep on mentioning, like, oh, God, I'll just be going round and round because this baby is stupid. Very stupid. And someone commented, you people will say things like this and then come to be crying appropriation when white people say be for real and are fun of being in the pits. White people shouldn't be using all those words. Like,
stick to your white person words, but don't become that reason all this like Black American words, Black people. Don't be trying to do all that. Like a white person, like why are you trying to copy Black people? That's weird. That's weird actually. That's weird. Really, really weird. Like as a white person, like stick to your white person slang. Why are you trying to be a Black person? Like why? Other comments. The independent to soft life girl to blue film prostitution pipeline is nuts. I don't even know. God. Foolish person. And someone said, since when is going to a bar and waiting on a man to pay for your tab, living a soft life? That sounds like a hard life if you ask me. A risky life. Quite risky because like that's just really stressful. You'll be looking for tactics. How would I get this person to pay? That's really stress because it can take you hours for the person to even pay. For you to even find a person that will pay. I first saw this thing on, I think, first posted on TikTok or Instagram. I think it's Instagram about how she gets like men to pay for her stuff she orders. And I'm like, that's really stressful. That's stress because you sit down, waiting for a way that will get the guy to even catch eye with you. If the guy doesn't even look at your side, don't call. If the guy doesn't even look at your direction, like, that's really, really stressful, to be honest. Like, why go through all that? Like, just you spending your own money is even good self. There's nothing wrong in that, spending your own money. But going through this stress, getting a particular stranger to pay for your food, what you ordered, like, that's stressful. Like, if you plan on doing that, baby girl, don't do that. Like, why are you doing that? For what? Why? Have your own money, spend it, and kini, why? If you want to spend a man's money, let it be someone you know, and both of you came together. Not one stranger in a restaurant, in a bar, that you're trying to, like, use whatever method, tactics, or that will get him to walk up to you, or to get you to walk up to him and make him pay. Like, that's just really so stressful. Like, is it worth it at all? Is it? And someone said, I'm actually tired of you people. Soft life isn't about removing struggle. It's about removing struggle. So having the ability to pay for convenience of comfort. You're just eight women enjoying comfort. That's the thing. You hate it because women are enjoying comfort, enjoying comfortability, that having like stressful life, they're not worried about anything at that period. Then boom, you come up with, you are a sex worker. You are, and I'm like, be for real, please. Be for fucking real, because no sense in that head. Like, if they eat the head, it will be shaking like this. It will be, it will make sound because there's nothing inside, actually. And someone says, soft life is literally living life stress-free and luxuriously. If someone wants to be a prostitute, they should say that, please. That's the thing. If you want to be a sex worker, say that. Don't come and put in soft life and sex worker in the same kidney. And someone said, that's why we should get skip. Literally, this is why we should get skip. Because that's it. It's why we should get skip, actually. I'm done talking about this sex life, sex worker, and what you call the name, and soft life, because I'm just done. I didn't even think it was going to take this long, like, going to be this long, but I'm just done with that part. Because people don't have sense. I'm going to say, Nigerians, start gatekeeping. Did you hear me, Nigerians? Start gatekeeping, because these people here don't have sense at all. They don't have sense. They do not have sense at all. I won't encourage someone to get a BBL, because it's a very dangerous procedure. Anything can happen. Like, a lot of people have died because of BBL. And is it really worth it? Is it? Yeah, your butt is going to look good. Like, it's going to look marvelous. Like, that big booty is going to be big booty. But is it really worth it? Because, oh, all the things they go through, Jesus is Lord. And they actually bleed. Like I've watched a video about one variety star that had a BBL. And I'm talking about the procedure, her bleeding, and her friend were bleeding. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, that sounds so bad. Like, is it really worth it, actually? I know there are a lot of people that have reasons for getting a BBL. People have various reasons. Insecurity could be one of them. And other ones I may not even know of. But
I won't advise anyone to get a BBL at all because anything can happen. But if you know it's by fire by force that no, I can't even like say get a BBL actually. But there's some people that by fire by force, no matter what you say, I'm still going to get that BBL. Please just go to the right doctor. Please go to the right doctor. Because even going to the right doctor, complications can still happen and you don't even know. The doctor can be so good and anything can just happen and it goes wrong or something. I know that some BBLs that it will go right at a point though, it's looking all good. And before you know it, it's looking like, oh, I don't understand. The shape is just something else. And I'm like, but this thing was looking that good before. And like, just go to the right doctor and just the right doctor. A lot of like unprofessionals, like they don't really know how to do their work, do this stuff well, and they're still doing this stuff. Like, if you know, like, you don't know how to do all this BBL stuff, why are you going into the business? Like, yeah, it's getting you money because you know a lot of people are coming to meet you. But if you cannot do it, don't do it at all. Don't come and spoil someone's body because of that. Like, why? Like the ones in Nigeria, oh my goodness, they're just like bad. Those ones that are doing it for people, most of them are bad. Once I've seen, I'm like, what is this? And like, do your research also. Do your research. Even if it's by fire, by force, you want to do it, no one is going to stop you. Do your research. Ask people. Watch videos. Don't just watch. No, one day is not even enough to do research. Do research for like weeks, months before you're like, am I sure I really want to do it? Then before you do it, even though it's by fire, by force. But me, I won't encourage anyone to do it. I won't say go and do it. But if you know that nothing is going to stop you from doing it, do your research. The ones in Nigeria. Oh my goodness. I don't even know their names. I don't even have any pictures to even. But I see it on social media. I'm like, this is bad. I feel like this BBL is quite addictive in a way. Because they will do it. And it's looking good. You're not going to redo it again. It's when they've gone to redo it that it's not looking bad. And I'm like, you just have left it before. But people are talking about Kobe Chloe. Maybe her name is Kobe Chloe. Something like Chloe, that she was on Big Brother one time. Most is not Big Brother Ninja. And she did a BBL. Her BBL was looking so good. Like, oh my goodness, it was actually looking so good. But now people are saying that she has gone to redo it because it's not looking that good. And like, if you've done it once and it's looking good, just leave it like that. Why are you going for another one? Like, what you have is not enough for what? I actually need to know that. Need to ask, oh no, why is that once you've done BBL, you still go back again for another one? Like, why? Like, I feel like, why? You've not gotten the desired skin you want. You want another one again or what? I don't get it. Because once they've done it, you still want to redo it. Like, if the first time you've done it, just tell the doctor, this is how I want it to be, how big. So you don't have to go back and be redoing it. Because when they go back and redo it, it never turns out right. It's always looking a type of way. It's always obvious they've gone to redo it. Because the shape is always different. And the way it is, it's just always different from the first one. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So BBL is a Brazilian butt lift. A BBL starts with a liposuction, where a surgeon sucks fat out of areas in the body, then processes and re-injects it into the buttocks and hips. The areas of planned liposuction and the outline of planned fat grafting. Oh my goodness, so sorry. I was reading from the internet and boom, it just went off. So a BBL starts with a liposuction, where a surgeon sucks fat out of areas in the body. Areas in the body, then processes and re-injects it into the buttocks and hips. The areas of planned liposuction and the outline of planned fat grafting are marked before surgery. Once the patient is positioned on the operating room table, face down and under anesthesia, or what's the pronunciation? The liposuction is performed in the desired areas and the fat is collected in a specialized system that separates live fat cells from liposuction fluid. That fat is then injected into the marked areas of the butt. that surgeons will sometimes graft fat into the thighs or hips, depending on what body shape the patient wants. The procedure requires a few very small incisions at a sutured close at the end. The result? A rounder, perkier, fuller-looking derriere. The body transformation provided by the BBL may be a reason for the surgery's popularity. Yeah, that's the thing. Why is it called the Brazilian butt lift? Plastic surgery as a practice has many roots in Brazil, and Brazilian plastic surgeon Ivo Pitangai is largely credited with creating the procedure. That said, the BBL as we know it has evolved quite a bit over the last several decades. How much does the BBL cost? One lead can range anywhere from $3,000 to $30,000. Wow, that's much. That's much. So who is a candidate for a BBL? Anyone can get BBL. Curvy patients have fat available for harvesting through liposuction and enhancing their buttocks and thighs to feed their body type. So if you have like a lot of fat in your body, you're a candidate for BBL. What is BBL recovery like? Recovery happens in three stages. First few days, first several weeks, and first several months. During the first few days, you can generally go back to work. During the first several weeks, most of the swelling reduces and the bruising starts to heal. See, you're swelling, you're having bruises. Like, that's so much pain you are in just to get that desired shape. Like, is it really worth it? Going through that, a lot of pain. Like, during the first several weeks, most of the swelling reduces and the bruising starts to heal. This is when you go back to the gym and are approved for travel. So once, you can't be going traveling. Oh my goodness. if you have like important things to do that require you to travel or something, you have to postpone it because of your BBL. Interesting. The last stage is where any remaining swelling will resolve and the transferred fat has pretty much settled. You will want to avoid pressure on areas where there is grafted fat and also avoid strenuous exercise for several weeks. If you're a back or side sleeper, this means that you need to sleep on your stomach. Jesus. You have to change your routine of how you sleep. And also what you eat also. Because since you've already gotten a BBL, you have to maintain that shape. What you're eating too. Because you know that there's some foods you have to cut down that, or you can't eat this food again. Because if you start eating some foods, it may affect the BBL and it starts to look a kind of way. So I'm like, is it worth it? You not, like, there's some particular foods you love a lot. And now you've gotten that BBL, you can't eat it again because you have to maintain that shape. Is it worth it? You have to start, it's a particular way you have to sleep once you've gotten the BBL, because if you sleep where the fat has been put into, it could affect it. Well, it's a lot. And I'm like, nah, is it really worth it? How long does the BBL last? Expectations need to be managed. The results are only semi-permanent. Oh my goodness. That means it's a little bit permanent. Semi, that doesn't mean it's 100% permanent. That's the thing. Only up to 80% of the grafted fat survives. So many patients may need to revise some aspect of the surgery in the future. So it doesn't really last 100%. It's not like, oh, I've done it and I won't have to like do some touches to it. Once it will last for a while though, then after a while, it will have some commands, then you have to go back and retouch it to make it back. That's like stress. That's stress. In most cases, 70 to 80% of the grafted fat survives while some of it absorbs. The length of time a BBL lasts is dependent on the percentage of the injected fat that engrafts. If 100% of a liter of injected fat survives, the patient will have an extra liter of fat in her buttocks. If 50% survives, she will have 500 cc. In addition, those fat cells act like any others in the body. Once the fat engrafts, the patient should have those cells there forever. If she gains weight, those surviving cells will accumulate more fat and get bigger. If she loses weight,
those surviving fat cells will shrink and get smaller. That's the thing. Interesting. Why is BBL so dangerous? Frankly, patients are dying on the table from botched procedures. In the case of BBLs, fat is usually injected into the space between the skin and the muscles. This is called the subcutaneous space, but occasionally it is injected into the muscles. Yeah. Part of the risk associated with this procedure is that there are very large blood vessels in the buttock muscles. If fat is inadvertently injected into one of these vessels, it can travel to the heart and lungs, resulting to death. This results in cardiopulmonary collapse, which is oftentimes not reversible or treatable. Studies show that from 2011 to 2016, there were 25 BBL-related deaths. In 2017, a plastic surgery task force reported that 3% of plastic surgeons who performed the procedure had the patient die. Although some surveys estimate that the rate has gone down, it's still important to be aware of the danger. The mortality rate from BBL is estimated to be as high as 1 in 3,000. This is greater than any other cosmetic surgery. Any patient considering BBL should be informed of the risk of death from this procedure. That's the thing. Like, if you want to perform BBL on someone, you need to tell the person that, there's a probability that it could turn the other way and boom, you're no more. Like, it's very, very risky. So I'm like, I don't even think anyone should do it. I can't encourage anyone to do it. It's risky because anything can go on. Oh God, it's very risky. Please, I'm begging you. It's very risky. I don't think you should do it. So I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But I'll just end that BBL part there. I've said a lot. I think I've given you guys a lot of info about this BBL, and it is dangerous. People are losing their life. I won't advise you to do it too. I won't advise you. I won't advise anyone, my friend, family, even people I don't even like them. I'm not gonna advise them to do BBL. I would not. No, if you're like older than me, not even older, like older. Like 40 something, 50 something, and you're arguing with my age mates and people younger than me on social media, something is wrong with you. Instead of you to be worrying about other things, you'll be here arguing with me on social media. Doesn't make sense. Then your 50s, there's nothing wrong with you being 50, 60, 70, 80, that old though, and being on Twitter, being on social media. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that you'll be arguing with my age mates and people younger than me concerning reality TV, something is wrong. And you, I don't know, you're 60, you're 50 something, and you're here saying, you're stupid, you're mad, you're foolish. Not first, you won't even think that these people are very old though. It's later in like, this person is this age. It's when they're revealing the person's age, or the person is even revealing their age. You know, the way they just be talking, chum, 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 chum. That's when someone asks that, you this old woman, you this old man, why you this? And I'm like, this person is this old. Because the way they'll be asking, and say they're children, they're teenagers, they're youths, and they're this old, old to have grandchildren itself. Oh my goodness. I'm like, you don't have things to do. I don't get it. You don't have work. If you don't even have work, why are you arguing with me on social media? Why are you arguing? 60 something, 50 something, I mean, a 19-year-old or 20-something-year-old, like, get a work, get a job, leave her alone, leave the person alone. It's really embarrassing, to be honest. Like, if I see one of my relatives that is that old on social media arguing with someone, I'll be embarrassed. I'll be really embarrassed. Like, I never think that either maybe their children or their relatives that are very young see that kind of thing now. Won't they be embarrassed? Won't they be ashamed? Because at your age, a year going on social media, arguing with youths and teenagers, with children. And it's the ones that will be shipping too that used to make me laugh. It's like, and you know, they're so consumed with the shipping. Oh my goodness. I like Jide and Ola together. See them, they're so cute. My son, Jidex. Jide and Ola, they're so cute. Oh my goodness. Send pictures to us now.
And I'm just relating back to Big Brother Naija and the ones that will be going buying stuff for all these people. Or all these people that are shipping, GD and Ola, they'll be going for all these that meet and greet. At your age and size, they go meet and greet, mama. At your age and size, you're going for meet and greet. Someone in their 50s, 40s, you're going for meet and greet. You will not go to see all these people. You will not go and you're shipping someone. You're shipping all these two reality TV couples together. You're not going to buy a gift for them. Or you're contributing money for all these two people that are dating. That you found, found them on social, on reality TV. Then you go and contribute. Oh, I didn't know, ashamed. I was over that. I'm so sorry, but it's so funny. Like, at your age, I don't say age and size, at your age, this is what you're doing. This is what you are doing. But I'll be so embarrassed if I know one of my relatives and he's old enough and he's doing this stuff. Like, it's really so embarrassing. Like, at your age, you're arguing with my age mates, someone younger than, or even someone younger than me. Please get a job. If you don't have a job, you don't be arguing and be doing all these insults. You're stupid, you're mad, or I'm one of the dollar shippers. I'm like, oh, that's so embarrassing. Like, the fuck? That's literally so embarrassing. But anyway, I'm gonna leave it there. That's where I'm ending it. Did you guys enjoy this episode? Because I did. I enjoyed recording. I had a lot of laughter. I got angry at some points, but I enjoyed this episode. And let's like discuss. Let's converse. I keep people doing so discuss, converse with me. Like, send a DM on Instagram at @whyareyoupress_. Or send a voice message by clicking on the link on the Instagram bio. Just scroll, you see, send a pressed voice message. And I'm 100% going to reply you back. Let me know your thoughts about this episode and other episodes you've listened to. And the podcast in general. And recommend to your family, to your friends, people you know that will love this episode, that will love the podcast. And let me go straight soon for the press playlist. So, what I'm recommending today isn't a song, but an album, actually. Like, I was even like, oh, I'm going to be listening to the album again and just pick a song because I don't even know what song to pick. But later on, I'm like, nah, I'm just going to recommend the album to you guys. The album came out last week, Friday, after 5 years. We've been waiting for 5 years, and the album, it was delivered. Like, those 23 songs in that album, it's a blast. It's good, 10/10. And like, I can't wait for the deluxe version to come out. Maybe it's deluxe. Is that the pronunciation? If that's not the pronunciation, please let me know. Deluxe. I think it's deluxe. Anyway, English is hard. So I'll be recommending SOS by SZA. Like, oh my goodness, I love that album so much. I've been waiting for that album. I want to just like listening to it. I'm like, yes, girl, on repeat. If you're listening to the album, what is your favorite song? How you rank it? What's your rate? Let me know. Let's discuss. Guys, I'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, on a brand new episode of Why Are You Pressed? Yes, girl, bro.